Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 136 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here, as always, and welcome back, you guys. How are you? I hope you guys are having a great couple weeks. Hope you're having a great run, feeling good, and staying the course and all of that. I hope you guys are just doing great. I am good. I've been having a good few weeks, and it's been a few weeks. It's been a few weeks since I've seen you guys. I apologize for that. I'm messing with my settings over here. Excuse me. I've had a great couple weeks. I was going to come in and do a journal last week, and then it was Labor Day and came down to Sunday, and I realized everyone was out and about, and I was enjoying my time off. So I just figured I'd wait until now to kick this thing off. So yeah. So welcome back, you guys. Thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate all your support as always. And yeah, how are you guys? Hope you guys are doing good. So let's see. It's Sunday morning. I look tired. I'm tired, you guys. I've actually been kind of excited. I've been staying up kind of late. I've found, a little group of folks to hang out with online. You know, kind of more on a more personal level than I was before. And I have been staying up, like last night in like a little group video chat. And, I gotta tell you, it is a very, very welcome, you know, change from not hanging out with people. And oddly enough, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm just really thankful for the technology and the opportunity and, you know, the possibility to do that. You know, I've been excited about this, live chatting and being able to hang out with you guys and get your support. And this is just another example, another, you know, step moving forward. So I'm tired today. I stayed up late last night. But I thought I'd get up and just tackle this, journal like I like to do, you know, first thing in the morning with sort of, cobwebs of sleep in my mind. It seems like I'm, you know, a little more in touch with myself then. So yeah, so here I am, a little tired, but happy to be here. And as you guys can tell, some changes since I last saw you. I shaved my head. You know, I've just been kind of puttering around during the days, and it's been pretty warm here, and I just started thinking, man, I think I'd like to just, I talked about it a few weeks ago, actually, and I didn't do it, and I just started thinking, yeah, I'm ready for a change, and I'm ready for some, you know, even a little simpler. So I did, I think yesterday, maybe the day before, I guess, I buzzed my hair, and it feels great. It looks a little different. It takes a little getting used to. But it was pretty fun to make that change, and yeah, whatever. So let's talk about zero carb stuff. I have been having a great run, you guys. I've been feeling awesome. The last time we were here, I mentioned that I've been eating, you know, my homegrown ground beef, almost exclusively, and I've been feeling really good, and that's pretty much the case. And, you know, I do notice that when I eat my homegrown beef, I feel, it's not that I feel a lot better, I shouldn't say it like that, but I don't have the sick nights. And this week, I actually did a little bit of experimentation just to kind of see, you know, what is bringing that on. I've always said my sick nights, it feels like are from gristle, you know, tough bits that just don't digest. And I still maintain that that's what it is. I don't think it's the difference between what I feed my cows and what the other cows eat. I don't think it's a difference in the quality of their fat. I think it's simply a difference in the processing. So my butcher, when I get my ground beef from my butcher, it's super soft. There's no veins or cartilage or anything like that in there. And I can tell when I eat it. And when I buy cheap ground beef, even the Costco organic ground beef, I can tell there's a lot of stuff in there that doesn't chew that I end up kind of picking out of my, you know, picking out as I'm eating. And I end up swallowing some of that. And that seems to be what makes me sick. So this week, mostly been eating ground beef, but I did two nights where I ate some ribeye, and sure enough, didn't have terrible sick nights, but I had some slight burning in my stomach from the bile, and a little bit of extra visits to the bathroom with some extra, you know, bile type discharge, and you know, I really believe that it is. It's just undigestible pieces. Now, there might be some component of that that is the type of fat, like omega-3, omega-6 ratio and what they're fed. But I believe it's mostly to do with just the size and shape of it, you know. And I think that what changes it for me with my homegrown ground beef and makes it better partly is that it's high quality, but I think mostly it's that it, you know, it's just well sorted before it's processed, so it just doesn't have any of that tough stuff in there. That's kind of what I've been feeling. But man, I'll tell you, it's been a great run, you guys. These last, I guess it's been a couple months now of eating my homegrown beef, and I've been feeling really good. So this week, mostly just my homegrown beef, a little bit of ribeye, and then I have been adding it back in eggs, surprisingly enough. And I've been finding, you guys, that the eggs are not giving me those same sort of symptoms that I used to get from them, or at least not that I've noticed at this point. So I don't feel, you know, bloated or sore or gassy like I used to get with the eggs. So I've been enjoying eating those. And I'll tell you what, I think, and I don't know if I can't tell for sure if it's the eggs or not. But the last time we met, I talked about my cramps and playing with different salt, you know, levels and things like that. And I'll tell you what, since I've added those eggs back in, I have not been cramping at all. I mean, not at all. So I just noticed that in the last few days. And I'm not sure whether those things are connected, but I'll take it. It makes me feel great. So that's mostly what I've been doing zero carb. I think that's actually entirely what I've been doing zero carb in terms of what I've been eating. I was mixing my ground beef with some thin sliced brisket weeks prior and eating that as sort of an additional fat source. Was really enjoying that. But again, I was feeling like some of those fatty, you know, real fatty bits that were involved there would kind of lead me towards feeling a little, mostly just burning, like extra bile in my tummy. So kind of taking a step back from this thin sliced fried brisket and fried ribeye, like I like to add, and it's good. So when I do that, you know, there's a little bit of a balance there. Like, some, you know, like I'm saying, I eat the really fatty stuff and I get kind of sick. I don't eat the fatty stuff and I kind of feel hungry, and I feel sort of like unsatisfied. So I think that my ground beef on its own is just slightly under fatty for me. The eggs probably help with that. Because when I do add the eggs to it, I find I don't feel, you know, sort of like I still need something more. But for the most part, that's been working great for me, feeling really good. My energy's been great. Yeah, so there's that. So, and then during my days, you know, I have been surfing a little bit, but for the most part, you guys, I have been kind of just chilling, sort of. I mean, honestly, right? I don't know if we're all doing it, but I am. I'm just kind of waiting for things to change a little bit. And of course, right now here on the West Coast, we're all buried in smoke. So I don't know if you guys can see that outside, but I'm not too bad here. I feel terrible for everyone else. I'm actually out, you know, on the far northwest corner of the coast, and there's not really it. The smoke doesn't feel terribly smoky. As a matter of fact, I think the smoke is making the nuclei that are creating the clouds, but I think that's mostly fog out there. It doesn't smell smoky. But that said, this last 3 days or 4 days, it has been smoky, and there's been a couple of those days where it was so smoky that, you know, I really haven't felt like it was a good idea to be outside exercising. So I've been chilling, and it's been nice, you guys. I've been doing a lot of reading, getting caught up on a lot of the things that I hadn't done before in terms of just website and management stuff. So I've been kind of really enjoying this slower time, and like I said, just, you know, feeling fantastic with regards to, you know, the way that this diet is making me feel, my confidence in what I eat and how I eat. And something that's been really fun for me has been hanging out with, you know, with a new group of folks and being able to share a little bit about, you know, it's always fun to share, this information. And so I've been having fun introducing some new people to it. And as always, there's, you know, people who aren't ready to hear it and people who are, but it's always so rewarding, you know, when you sit with folks and you start to get to know them and you realize that other people are struggling, with, you know, with possible diet related issues as well. I think they are, but you can see the signs of, you know, small autoimmune or inflammation issues, things that I've gone through, night sweats, skin issues, mouth sores, and you know, all those things that kind of come along with that inflamed state that a lot of us have been in. And so it's been fun to share, you know, my observations with people who really aren't, you know, they're not there for that. And, but for the most part, pretty darn receptive. And one thing I've noticed about, zero carb is that, boy, it's changed in a couple of years, hasn't it? We have a lot more resources to point people towards. There's a lot more concrete, resources and articles and things like that, that people can look at, more examples of people having success. So it's been pretty rewarding, you know, being able to kind of point toward people towards things, that seem to have a little more weight now than they did a few years ago. So I'm really pleased. I just feel like as a movement, we're all moving forward. I know I'm definitely moving forward. You know, it's interesting, you guys, this whole time I've been doing this, I was always talking about visiting my doctor and what's next and this and that. And you guys have noticed probably that this summer I really took a step back. We talked about it last spring. I thought I was going to do that. And, I got to say, this is not visiting the doctor, I think is more of a cause or more, excuse me, more of the effect rather than the cause. But you guys, I have noticed that, in this last 6 months or so, I don't feel sick. I don't think of myself as sick. I've really turned the corner, from feeling, you know, like I was chronically ill to chronically ill with some management. You know, I was being able to manage it. And as I was starting to travel this past year, you guys recognized it in the way I talked. You know, I was talking about traveling as a sick person, right? How difficult it was for me and, the challenges I was facing, things like that. Well, I mean, I still have those same challenges and those things still exist, but I guess I'm just settling into it so much. It just doesn't feel onerous anymore. I don't feel like I really do. I feel like it's the best I've ever been. And so even in the old days, you know, when I was in my 20s, I didn't think of myself as sick at all. As a matter of fact, the opposite, you know, I thought of myself as untouchable. And, even then, you know, I look now at how I felt then and how I feel now and how I considered myself healthy or not healthy or challenged or not challenged. I gotta say, you know, I feel more confident now in my health and ability to stay healthy anywhere than I really ever have. And that's all thanks to zero carb, and feeling like no matter where I go, I'm going to be able to, you know, continue what's my course, you know, what's keeping me on track, you know, which is eating meat. So yeah, so I've been doing good. I mean, really, I've said this a few times as we've gone through this, you know, these past few months heading towards this point. I'm almost not even, you know, sometimes it's hard to do the journal because I feel so settled in at this point. You know, now I'm just like talking about normal life for me. So that feels awesome, you guys. It feels incredible. I sort of feel like, I mean, I've been saying it all along, but the farther you go, I guess the more that feeling grows of just confidence in the path, stability, in my choices, and it kind of stops really becoming even something you think about. And so I'm really just getting there and it's feeling good, you guys. It's feeling really good. So I'm feeling good. Diet's been working great. I'm ready, you guys, for a change. I'm not going to lie. You know, I've talked in the past about my personal life in terms of how that affects, you know, me. And I am, a little bit, you know, frustrated right now with, the things that I've been talking about before, just sort of being, kind of in limbo, a little bit stuck. You know, I could dive right back into, you know, I guess going back to the boats or things like that. I don't know. I'm a little bit in limbo because I've been sort of in this transition period. And I'm feeling really confident about it still. It's successful, but with the, well, now I've got, you know, the smoke, I'm definitely not going anywhere. So, and yeah, just finances and stuff. We're still a little, you know, slow in terms of what's open and what you can do out there. So, what I'm trying to say is I just feel like I'm in a, I don't even know if any of my excuses are valid, but I feel like I'm in a holding pattern, a little bit. We talked about that with traveling, you know, I was ready to travel and then you know, we weren't able to. So I'm feeling awesome. I'm feeling like I built myself up for whatever's next. And now I am just sort of kind of waiting and working, you know, on working my way towards it and letting it unfold. So I have been staying focused on my goals. I've been trying to stay disciplined in my workouts, and I've been doing a pretty good job. I feel pretty darn good. Actually, I had a PR last week where did the most pull-ups I've ever done. Oh, Kuhner, man, I wasn't even looking at chat. I didn't think anyone was here. Kuhner, thanks so much for being here, man. I've been thinking about you. Actually, when I was going to start this, I was like, I wonder if anyone will catch this. And I was thinking if anyone would, it'd be you. So stoked to see you, man. Welcome. Yeah, my hair, it feels awesome, dude. It was fun to shave it off. I've been rocking that same hairstyle that I've had there that I, you know, just cut off for the last 4 or 5 years. And I was ready for a change. I'll be honest, I was nervous, to shave it off because this is an old man, self-conscious thing, but I thought it was going to make me look older or something. I was really afraid that it was all, would be all this color. Not that I don't mind the silver. I love it, actually. It doesn't bother me at all. I won't worry when it's all silver, but it just would have, you know, it's just kind of a shock to go from sort of different color hair to all silver. And I just kind of went, oh, what's it going to look like if I shave it? I hadn't seen myself with a shaved head for a long time. So I was nervous. Yeah, I like it too, man. Thanks. I'll tell you what, for surfing and, you know, all the stuff I like to do, it just makes sense. And it's hot outside, so he thinks I look younger. Thanks, Kuhner. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, when I shaved it off, actually, I didn't think I looked younger or older, but I was like, okay, cool. I love it. It's fine. And I've done this many times throughout my life, but it had just been a while. Used to have really long hair when I was young, you know, kind of a hippie kid in my Volkswagen bus. And I always said when I was going to cut that off, I'd shave it with a Bic. And I did that when I was like 25. I think I still have my old passport that shows that. And ever since then, I sort of, you know, have kind of gone between sort of growing it out, sort of unmaintained, and then shaving it off. And it was only like 4 or 5 years ago that I sort of got a real haircut. And so that was, that's what I was rocking for those last few years. But yeah, the buzz cut, it feels good. And I guess my point of telling that story is once I shaved it off, I kind of like looked at myself and went, oh, you kind of look just like you did when you used to always do this. So not that I haven't changed, but it just hasn't, it didn't change much, or at least I still look like me to me. So anyways, I'm glad you're here, Kuhner. Thanks for being here, man. I hope you've been getting some climbing in. I've been getting some surf in, but you know, all our beaches out at the coast are still closed with COVID because they're all on reservation land and the tribes are wisely, you know, keeping themselves isolated. So haven't been doing much surfing, but I'm looking forward to it. We should turn the corner here as we get into fall. And, you know, I've been in terms of exercise while you're here, Kuhner, we can talk about that. I spent a lot of time these past few years riding my bike. I think I told you guys, in the beginning of the summer, I sold my bike because I bought a new one and the new one has still not arrived. It's actually arriving, I think, tomorrow or the day after. So thank goodness. I can't wait to get back out on it. But I've been, I've kind of been missing my main summer cardio activity aside from surfing, which I haven't been able to do much. So I'm chomping at the bit, but yeah, I've been doing good in terms of all that stuff. Otherwise I've just been, a little bit cardio challenged. So I have been trying to run a little bit, which I'm really bad at, but anyways, what was I saying before that? I think I was just talking about feeling good and, just settling into, looking forward to traveling but not being able to do it. I don't remember where I was. Whatever. Doesn't matter. So Kuhner says, having a hard time finding new climbing shoes. As always, you have very wide feet. Yeah, equipment challenges, Kuhner. Equipment challenges. It's amazing how reliant. You know, I really recognized that, actually, when I got rid of my bike. And I've been kind of puttering around this. I've been like, wow, I'm really kind of reliant on my toys and my hobbies. So... to be honest, I've been working on that a little bit. I've been filling my days with some, you know, other endeavors, some educational stuff, some reading, trying to just continue to progress and grow in ways, even when I don't have all of the, you know, the methods available to me that I usually use or avail myself of. So anyways, it's been an awesome run, and I'm super looking forward to this coming few months, to be honest with you. So as you guys know, one of the biggest, influences on my, I'd call it success over these past few years has been the structuring of my year into essentially quarters, and then setting strong goals for each of those quarters. I call it a 90-day goal round. And so there's four 90-day rounds in each year. And I am right now in my break before the last quarter, the fourth quarter of 2020, for my goals. And so I'm actually really looking forward to this next quarter because, like we just talked about, this whole year has kind of been, you know, screwed up in terms of what you planned to do and what you thought you were going to do and what actually happened. I think that's probably true for most of us. I won't complain about it. It just is. But I had, you know, travel plans and workout plans and surf plans and all these goals that weren't just things I wanted to do. They were things that I were hoping to help me progress on my path. And a lot of them have had wrenches thrown in the works, you know, whether it's traveling and being more active socially or getting more workouts in because I'm out on my bike and at the beach and, you know, all those things. So anyways, I'm actually really looking forward to these next 4 months because I'm going to rewrite my goals today for this next quarter. And I'm really focused on how to maintain my progress. I kind of feel like I've stagnated a little bit. So I'm going to buckle down here and I'm going to put my nose back to the grindstone and I'm going to try to, I'm going to really try and make these last few months really productive ones. And so with that said, hopefully you guys will be seeing a lot more of me here. I'd like to start doing these more often and maybe even producing some extra content, although I'm not sure. I've said that for a long time and I haven't done it, so it just doesn't seem like something I'm real motivated to do. But we'll see. I'd like to put more energy into this channel, definitely more into my other channel, and definitely some more energy into filling my days with productive stuff, you know, being... because I realize I'm not going to be traveling, right? I can't set those goals as external goals. And so I'm going to kind of pull back and kind of go back to the program that got me here and pull back to some internal goals and focus on some fitness stuff. I think I'm going to ramp my workouts up. I've been sort of at a maintenance level for quite a few months now. And I think I'm going to give myself a little reset and try to pick some really challenging, you know, goals, in that realm. And yeah, my next few months are going to be one of hopefully some discipline and intense, focus and, you know, a little more work on myself. There's not much else to do for me right now. And I could use it. You know, I was disciplined to get here. I've sort of restructured everything and settled in. And now I'd like to, find a new, you know, set of actions, to define my day here. So Kuhner says same plan here. And I think that's a pretty, normal fall thing, right? I don't know, Kuhner, if you're like me, but I definitely still maintain a lot of those cycles, seasonal cycles that were shaped in me as a child, right? I guess with school and everything. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm in a break. I've been maintaining. I've been doing pretty good, but I'm getting some new equipment. I've got a new sort of focus and inspired, you know, I'm newly inspired in terms of my discipline and fitness, and so I'm looking forward to it. And I know, not to get, you know, too far off track of stuff we don't usually talk about, but we're going to have a rough stretch coming up here in this country. We got a lot of uncertainty ahead, and I'm pretty dang optimistic, to be honest to you guys. I think we got nothing but I think we're heading nothing but uphill. I think it might be a little bumpy along the way, but I definitely am hopeful for the future, regardless of what happens. But I just know that heading into, you know, elections and whatever, we're in on top of the pandemic stuff developing and whatever else, it's going to be a little wild. But I'm actually really looking forward to these next few months. I'm really feeling focused. Hey, Third Leg Base, welcome, dude. Thanks for being here. Yeah, I cut my hair all off. We talked about it already, but yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. So yeah, so that's it. I'm actually really, I mean, part of it is I'm excited to see, you know, what happened, where we are in 6 months or whatever, because I'm excited to see where I am. I'm focused on making progress no matter what. So really, really pumped. So Kuhner says, do you plan a break after each 90-day period? It sounds like a good way to plan goals. And Kuhner, it is, man, it is awesome. I honestly, it's one of the biggest things that changed my life. And yes, I do. So it's really, really, really a great, I found it's just a really good, amount of time. It allows you to, it's still too much time to really, you know, it's really hard to say, where do I want to be in a year? Or where do I want to be in 4 years? Or what? And it's hard to say, where do I want to be in 90 days? You know, even that, it's hard for us to, I think, honestly picture that. But when you get it down to 90 days, it becomes doable. And what I found is, you know, I started with real actionable, I'd call them goals, but they were really just actionable daily tasks that I wanted to form into habits. I wanted them to become, you know, turn from occasional things I did when I was doing the right stuff to something I just do every day, like a good habit, like brushing your teeth or whatever it is. And so that 90-day goals really is useful for that, because if you do something for 90 days, it does. It becomes a pretty darn good habit. So I'd structure the year into basically four quarters. At the beginning of each of those quarters, I'll sit down and I'll write out a big list of what my goals are. I'll try and keep it fairly, you know, in the beginning, it was really realistic stuff. It was things like 15 minutes of cleaning every day. That's actually one of my favorite ones. That's a real life changer. When I was feeling overwhelmed by all the chores and keeping my home, you know, as nice as I wanted to keep it, I just said, okay, 15 minutes a day I'm going to spend on cleaning. And so I'd look at my list on the daily, and I'd go, okay, it's my 15 minutes time. I'd set my timer, and I'd actually just be disciplined and make myself do 15 minutes. And it's incredible when you do that every day. You spend your 15 minutes, and the first 15 minutes, you're like, okay, I'll finally get caught up on the vacuuming, or I'll finally get caught up on the dishes on the next day, or I'll finally get caught up on cleaning the bathroom on the third day. Well, by the seventh or eighth day you've done that, you're like coming back around to just spot cleaning the thing that, you know, you cleaned the first day. And after a month, everything's spotless, and you've moved on to like little things you never thought you'd get to. And by 90 days, it's a habit. And it's just, it's really, really it was really profound for me in terms of how it changed, my habits and change the way I live. And I really felt better about myself, you know, after starting that. So I started with really mundane, really actionable, tasks like that. And as time has gone on, you know, I've changed, I've gone deeper and moved those goals into being more, you know, more, I don't know what you say, esoteric, conceptual, you know, more involved with, emotions or, you know, overall, you know, larger goals, but the process has remained the same and the effectiveness has remained the same. So I break it up into 90 days. I try and have a week, in between. So I'll take them week by week. It's like 12 weeks and then a week off. So, you know, I'll go week one of two, week one of 12, week two of 12, week three of 12. And then I get to week 12, that's week 12 of 12. And then I will do a week on my piece of paper. I'll just write down break week and I'll write down my job. And it is do not, you know, don't work out. Don't, you know, I can still do my cleaning if I want to, but no compulsories, right? Like it is a real actual break from my goals, from focusing on progressing towards them. And a big part of it, Kuhner, as you know, is a break physically from your resistance training. So those things dovetail really nicely. And usually by the end of that week, sometimes I can't even do it. You know, sometimes I like have to put in a workout within that week because you just feel it's hard to sit around when you're in that, when you're all set with your goals and motivated. But I found that I write it down as if it's one of my jobs. Don't work out. Take a break. And by the time that week is up, I usually have a really clear head for rewriting my goals for the next quarter. And I usually come into those new quarters just banging, raring to go because that break felt so good. And because I have restructured, you know, all of the goals in my mind and I'm on track again and heading towards new successes. So it's been really profound for me. I started doing it. Gosh, it's probably been 5 years. I sewed myself like a leather journal, that is my goals journal. And in it, I have my quarterly sheets on one side. And on the other side, I have daily sheets. And those have now become weekly sheets because my goals are not quite as daily motivated. But when I started on, I would have a sheet for every day. And that sheet would have my compulsory goals that I was supposed to do every day. And they were, you know, do yoga, clean for 15 minutes, check in with your zero carb people, whatever it was. I don't recall. You know, they've gone through changes. But it's been really profound for my life, and I have not given it up in these 5 years. It's actually one of the, it's probably the most consistent things that I've adopted in my, you know, progress moving forward here. And I do think it's going to be with me forever. It's been just one of the most valuable tools I've ever learned. So highly recommended. 90-day goal structure. Break your year into quarters, give yourself actionable, achievable, small goals to start that cover those 90 days. And as you go down the path, you will find those, you know, your goals, your targets expanding. And just it's unbelievable, to be honest with you. It's probably been, you know, one of the biggest factors in helping me progress towards my larger goals. And I write down these days, I write down some larger long-term goals along with those. But the 90-day goals really dictate sort of my day-to-day actions that carry me in the right direction. So, and I've just found that so valuable. I think that's a big part of it. Before I never really had a roadmap, you know? And so I didn't know what to do day to day. And if I did, I'd just guess one day and then the next day I might be trying something else. And so that 90-day goals kind of gives you consistency day to day, and then a way to look back and sort of measure whether those actions, you know, those daily routines are working and if they're moving you towards your goal. So I've found that really valuable. So there's that. And with that said, I think, you know, that's probably enough for today. I'm going to have an awesome Sunday. Like I said, it's been my break week. So I've been sort of warming up towards goal writing Sunday, and I'm going to spend a day just trying to be introspective and writing up my new goals, because I'm motivated for this quarter, and I have high goals for myself, and I'm putting a little bit of pressure on myself because I've been kind of waiting here for things to open up or change and to, you know, to start whatever's next. And it's just not really changing. So I'm going to focus on making progress in this paradigm, as it were. So Third Leg Base says, have a lovely evening. And he wishes me the best of health. And Third Leg Base, thank you so much, man. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And Kuhner, so glad you're here, man. Thanks both of you guys and everyone else, anyone who's watching following along, listening. Thank you guys. I really, really, really appreciate you guys being here. So as I just was talking about, I am motivated. I'm going to attempt to do more of these. This was a big break, 3 weeks because of our holiday here. But I'm going to attempt to do more of these. I'm not going to say weekly, but in my mind right now, that is what I'm thinking. I don't know if I'll write it down as a goal, but I might. So I'd like to see you guys more often and just make sure that I close out this year on a bang, and you guys are a big part of that, keeping me honest and keeping me moving forward. So enough. I hope you guys have an awesome day. I'm actually really excited about football today, and go Hawks. So hope you guys have a great Sunday. Hope you guys have a great week. And as always, you guys, thank you so much for listening and watching and for all your support. And I'll probably see you real soon, next week or the week after. Okay, you guys, have an awesome day. And I'm going to hit the video and check out. So, see you guys. Thanks for watching.